Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think that everybody who is watching this coaching search and watching what has gone on is now saying, this reminds me of what the Knicks used to be, which was a rudderless ship with a lot of bad decision-making. And if their plan really was to fire Tom Thibodeau and then just send out emails to teams with successful head coaches to see if they want to defect, is asinine. So, and I've said before when you have the discussion about, well, if you're going to fire a guy, you know, you better have someone in mind to replace him. And I agree with that to a certain degree. There are times, though, where you make a decision and you say, all right, this guy isn't the right guy for the job at this time. To me, Tibbs was the right guy for the job at the time. But there are times that you'll say that, all right, this is not working. We're going to have a full search and find someone better.
Well, the Jets did that.
Right. Yeah, this is not working. We're going to have a full search and see who's the next guy. And that's fine. But, like, to do this with Tibbs when you're this close to an NBA Finals with no plan, it just, it reeks of ugly days past at the Garden.
Let's say you're the guy that they hire.
Mm-hmm.
And let's welcome Greg Giannotti to the stage, the 45th head coach of the New York Jets.
In the last 10 years.
In the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, how's it feel to be the 7th pick of the Knicks? You weren't really their first pick. They really, really wanted Jason Kidd. Then they wanted Finch. Then they wanted Udoka. They wanted Steve Kerr. Yeah. They couldn't get him. So now we're going to settle on you. So how's that feel?
Yeah, and then also because they haven't spoken about the firing of Thibodeau, there's going to be a ton of questions about that too.
Do you think you could replace what Tom Thibodeau was building here?
Yeah, I mean, whoever ends up being the guy hopefully is someone who has dealt with the media before and knows how to skillfully answer those questions.
Well, I mean, it would be Mike Malone. At least he could stand up there and say he won a championship and say that he had one of the best players in the league that he coached.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing that, you know, you want, what you would like to have. And again, here we are talking about it as if it's our team. You know, we'd like to have a experienced head coach who knows what he's doing and who has won before. Will they go down that road, or will they go down the road that the Jets went down and have a guy that, you know, has basically paid his dues and we're going to give him the keys to this car? Now, the Jets are not Super Bowl contenders. We know that. Well, the Knicks are championship contenders.
Yeah, and we wanted an experienced guy for different reasons in both of these spots. I mean, for the Jets, it was just you needed credibility with someone who had built something before. You know, the next Bill Parcells is what we were looking for at this point in their organization, but they ended up going in a different direction. Now with the Knicks, it's like, how could you give the keys to a guy who's never done it before? Now, it has worked. You know, we talked about Mark Jackson and Steve Kerr, but is this Knicks team, Steph Curry and the Warriors in their prime, that ended up being a dynasty?
They're not that good, no.
No. I mean, is this, you know, and Phil Jackson ended up, you know, of course he did it a couple times, but you know, this team isn't Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, the Chicago Bulls. This team is not Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, and the Los Angeles Lakers. So it's not like the coach is going to be the only thing that puts them over the top.
I mean, Phil Jackson, let's face it, he had the greatest player of all time, and then he had the greatest player of his generation. I mean, come on.
No, I know, but those guys credit him for making them better.
No, they do. I'm not saying that they don't. But what they had, and for Kobe, it was the Mamba mentality. For Michael Jordan, it was Michael Jordan's mentality. Mm-hmm. Like, every practice was a game.
Yeah.
And it was always competitive. And those guys brought that every single night. And it's easy to coach when you have your best player playing the way that they played and practiced the way that they practiced.
Absolutely. And the Knicks have Jalen Brunson. He's not those guys, but he is a clear-cut leader who has the main reason why this thing has turned around. So at least you have someone in place where you know where the buck stops, at least on the court.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I don't, like, for example, we talked about the denied Finch, denied Udoka. So Jason Kidd, you hear that Jason Kidd, you know, might be interested. Jason Kidd wants this job.
He's actually, you know, gotten himself out of other contracts to move on.
Right. So
he's good at it.
He would have to do that again because, like, think about the Mavericks. Why would the Mavericks want to do that? After all the turmoil that they went through, and then they're finally through it now with getting the number one overall pick, then they're going to trade away their successful head coach? And then they're not going to want to do that.
Then who do they hire?
Who knows? But, like, they're not going to want to do that. Now, if Jason Kidd forces himself out and says, listen, I'm not coaching here anymore. I'm sorry. This thing has come to an end. I want to go coach the Knicks and Jalen Brunson again. Like, then maybe that'll happen. But, I mean, there's absolutely no reason for Nico Harrison, who finally feels like things have settled after the trade and the fan base is back on board, Cooper Flagg, the whole thing, is now going to get rid of this head coach who has done a great job for them.
If they got rid of the head coach, then how would he be looked at?
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it's like Jason Kidd would have, and even if Jason Kidd forces himself out of there, Nico Harrison's going to look bad. Because it'll be like, man, you couldn't even keep this great head coach who took us to the finals. So they're going to try to do whatever they can to keep Jason Kidd. And I wouldn't be surprised if he got a massive contract extension. Right?
If I were him, I would use it.
Yeah.
Sure.
And if I'm Nico Harrison, the last thing I want is Jason Kidd forcing himself out of there. And I'm going to try to make him happy in any way that I can.
Do you have a Poly Market odds-on favorite for the Knicks yet? Have they put something up there yet?
They didn't last week. Let me take a look. I mean, and now I still see just NBA champion. We'll go to NBA finals. We'll go to sports. The Knicks. Yeah, I mean, it's just they don't have anything here because I don't think anybody has any clue. Oh, here we go. Got it. I got it. Knicks next head coach. So this is brand new. It says new on it.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of names, and all of them are at 25%. You want to hear that? Actually, one's at 26%. And that's Rick Brunson. Rick Brunson's at 26%, and the rest are at 25% because no one has any idea that you can, and you can bet on these, or at least, you know.
Ooh, I wonder how that would go over.
Like a fart in church, probably. Johnny Bryant, Kenny Atkinson, Frank Vogel.
Kenny Atkinson is not leaving Cleveland.
I'm just reading you the names, but you're right.
But Vogel's out on the street.
He is. Mike Budenholzer.
Out on the street.
Brett Brown, John Calipari, Sam Cassell, Chris Quinn, Jay Wright, who we know is out, Dan Hurley, we know is out, Patrick Ewing, which will never happen. Jason, for whatever reason, Jason Kidd's only 13%, and Mark Jackson, 1%.
So all these guys are 25%?
Yeah, on Polymarket, yes.
Mm.
And Michael Malone, no one's actually taken a share of Michael Malone, so if you'd like to do that.
So nothing with Mike Malone. That is crazy.
I think because we mentioned it probably 10,000 times, but like right when the Tibbs thing happened, Stephon Bondi, who covers the Knicks and covers New York basketball, said that anybody who's asking about Mike Malone can forget about it. It's not happening.
You would think that Mike Malone would want to come in and just take the whole thing over. I would imagine that's probably why.
Yeah.
Again, is this going to come up with the caveat that if you take this job, you got to take this coaching staff?
Yeah, that's another one of those things. I don't know. I mean, and someone else, you know, someone's trying to sully the name of Rick Brunson in the media, too, with all the reports of, oh, there's players on there that don't like his influence. I mean, that stuff's getting out there to get him axed. There's snakes in the grass everywhere.
That would be kind of weird, I think, for Jalen, too, by the way. I would think.
Yeah. Of course it would be. It's his father.
I know. It's just, you know, and look, he's very loud on the bench and everything, and I kind of appreciate that he feels like, you know, he probably has a little bit closer relationship and maybe he can get into the guys a little bit more, but I don't know how that would go over. Woof.
They couldn't possibly. And if they did, I mean, then everybody will say that it was 100% Shank spot. And then they'll start blaming Jalen for it, too. You know, he can't be Rick Brunson. It can't be. No way. No way. No how.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.